Everyone, welcome to our Shir Mishnayos. We are starting tonight the next Masechta, Maseches Makos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Kitzad Ein Manasim Zomin. How are witnesses turned into plotters? There's a parsha in the Torah where it discusses that if people were to come forward with a plot against someone, two witnesses, and testify that he committed a certain crime, and it turns out they are lying, in particular their lie is discovered from the fact that they were not actually in the place that they claim the crime took place, they were found out to not have been present at that time. They are called Ein Zomin, and they receive a reciprocal penalty. Namely, they receive the penalty they were trying to have administered to the innocent defendant. So how are witnesses made into Zomin? We testify about a certain person, as the case being spelled out. We testify about a certain person, Shuben Gerusha, that this person is the child of a Kohen and a divorced woman, which is a union a Kohen cannot have. And that makes this child into what's called a Chalal, which is a Kohen perhaps in blood, but loses many of the rights of the Kahuna. Oh, ben chalutza, or similarly, the son of a Kohen that was with a woman who did chalitza. Same thing happens there. We do not say, you know, then these witnesses were lying. So you would think to give the reciprocal penalty and create a status for these witnesses that were plotting to make them considered a ben gerusha ben chalutza instead of the defendant. So Mar Mishnah says we do not do that. We do not say make this woman to a ben gerusha ben chalutza in his stead. Rather, he gets 40 lashes. And we're going to discuss that lashes is kind of going to be a default penalty for a lot of cases where a reciprocal penalty cannot be given for whatever reason. We testify about a certain person, Shehu Chayiv Liglos. He has to go to Golis, namely, that he killed someone in his witness. We do not say that the lying witnesses in this regard should get Golis in his stead. Rather, they get 40 lashes. They testify about a certain person that he divorced his wife and did not pay up the ksuba as he should. Now it says the mission now, kind of thinking out loud. At some point, today or tomorrow, the husband was likely to give his wife a ksuba. It's a 2 out of 3 chance, actually, because if he dies before his wife or if he divorces his wife, he'd have to give the ksuba. She would receive the ksuba. And only on the chance that if she would die in his lifetime, would he obviously not have to pay up. So we're trying to figure out how much these plotting witnesses were attempting to damage the innocent defendant. We have to make the following judgment. We evaluate how much a person on the market out there would want to pay for the ksuba of this woman, you know, pay the woman the rights to her ksuba on the chances that she would get the money, this gambler would get the money. How much would really to buy those odds? She must amala on iskarsha on the chances that she would become a widow or divorced. But if she'll die in the husband of her in the lifetime of her husband, I should say, Yirashana Baila, her husband would inherit her. How much would people be willing to pay her for that chance? Either ought to be ish ploni, would testify about a certain person, Chuchai Vachavera Elov Zeus. He's obligated to his friend 1,000 Zeus. Amanas Litanamlo Mikan Vashloshima. But the deal was that he had 30 days to give them back. So who Omer, the defendant, says, true. I do owe a certain person 1,000 zuz. Mikan vad esr shanim. However, the case was that there is 10 years. Loan is for 10 years, not 30 days. Now, in any event, again, these Adim are found to be Adim zomim, which means they didn't see the loan take place or anything like that. So, again, we have to figure out how much were they trying to make him lose. Om nukama adam ros litain view biyodo elef zuz. We evaluate how much a person would give to have in his hand 1,000 zuz. The difference one would pay between having a 30-day loan and a 10-year loan. Now, that's the end of the Mishnah, just that last part there. Someone might ask, you know, isn't that ribis? You're evaluating how much it's worth to have money in your pocket for a longer period of time, a longer loan, seeming like you're evaluating interest. And that, you're evaluating, you know, what is the value of the interest? So the answer to that is, yes, it is. There's an iser to pay interest to a Jew or to charge a Jew interest. There is certainly no disagreement that there is a value to having a loan. And over here, we're trying to determine that value. It's true. No actual interest is going on, of course, but we agree that loaning money does have a value. We just don't charge that value to other Jews. So it says here in the Rav, Kitzel the Edom Nasim Zomin. How are Edom made into Zomin? Hachika Omar. Here's what the Mishnah means. Those types of witnesses that become plotting witnesses, you know, they were plotters, but you can't carry out for them din hazama. You can't do the reciprocal penalty. That's our case here. And to say we cannot fulfill the pasuk with them. We can't fulfill the precept of you shall do to him as you plan to do to his brother. In our case, you can't. You can't make him a Ben Gerusha. The fact is, his mother is not a Gerusha. You can't make him a Ben Chalutza. You can't make him a person who killed Bishogi. There is no way of doing that. The Gemara spells out in perhaps more detail why that is. So what do we do? There are cases of hay masism. How are those types of people made into Zumin? You know, what? How do you punish them for their plot? So what's the case? Even on Abish Ploni Cohen, we testify of a certain man who is a Cohen. She Ben Gerusha, that he's a Ben Gerusha. Bifanein Miskarshi Imo Kod Mishanoa Zahariu Hala. What's the testimony they give? In front of us, his mother got divorced before he was born to Mr. Cohen. You know, she remarried. And then the son is called what's called a cholo. In Omrim, we don't say im huzmu, if these Edom are found out to be plotting, lying witnesses, kohanim, they themselves are kohanim, we don't say yasuz ben gerusha lekayim mokashizom. We don't say make them a ben gerusha to fulfill the precept of doing as they plotted. Toksiv, because it says, asisim lo kashizom, you shall do to him, the Edom, as he planned, lo v'lo azara, and the diuk we make is only to him. You can't punish his children. If you make a person a halal, it will affect all of his generations, not only him. V'im taseh halal v'hu kohen, right? We say right now, if you make him a halal and he's a kohen, pasalta azara l'olim, you have disqualified his children forever from certain rights to the kahuna. V'im tomar, if you want to suggest, v'lo salavada v'lo azara, only give the status of ben gerusha to him, not to his children. V'im akasha zamalasa saleka, but that wouldn't be any good because the whole point is we're trying to fulfill as he planned, as the plan was, as these plotters planned against the defendant, and that would not be fulfilled. Valeka wouldn't be because they obviously, Shaharei, who is Zaman Lifsol Hanidon Vesar, the lying witness planned to disqualify both the defendant and his children forever. Hello, Lokar Abayim, Rabbi Yigit 40 lashes, the Amar Kavi, Tziko Tzadig, Vishio Sarasha. There's a passage that says, that the righteous man will be vindicated, the wicked one will be vilified, and then will be if the wicked one will be deserving of lashes, right? So this verse is, the Gemara goes through, let me look obviously a little more clearly here, that this verse, you know, if you have two litigants, it always ends up in rushes, mishum, it always ends up, I should say, in lashes, mishum, dirshiu, esarasha, v'haya im benak esarasha, just because you find someone guilty, does he always become one who is defendant, who is deserving of lashes? Lashes doesn't exist all over the place. So this pasuk is found to be difficult in its simple meaning. We don't always have lashes. You know, doesn't the pasuk just go on and say, you know, one litigant is found to be guilty, one litigant found to be innocent, so then what do you do about lashes? I mean, he says there are lashes involved. Elo, rather, how do you interpret the verse? Eidim she'ershiu esatzadik, ba'osu eidi achvini v'itzigo esatzadik. The case is our exact case. You have witnesses that come, and they vilify a tzaddik. They wrongly accuse a tzaddik of being evil. And then other witnesses come, the tzikhu is a tzaddik to me a car, and they put back the tzaddik to his original righteous status, the shavino lahana chashayim, and then they show you how these first set of witnesses are really rishayim. I am in hako sarasha, and that then the Torah is telling you, if you can't do kasha zamam, then you'll do malchus. That's our remez. The Gemara says this is a remez. It's not a riot, it's a remez to the Indian of Edom Zomim getting malchus in a Torah. Now, the second case was Galus. And Om Megalazet, the Ksiv Rotzech, it says, in the case of Rotzech, a murderer, which is our case of Galus, who Yanus? He runs away to one of the Ari Miklat. Who below Zomimov? He runs, his Zomimim do not. Then the third case, Rabbi Mishnah, Shigiris Ishti, the guy divorced his wife. The Fanenu Biyom Ploni, in front of us on a certain day, was El Amar Lonagarashti. The defendant says, I never divorced her, v'ena chayev l'ksubasa, so therefore I'm not obviously chayev l'ksuba. And it turns out that indeed they were plotting witnesses. V'halo, b'en hayim l'vein l'macher, kolomar, ma'i shal mulo. The mission is like thinking out loud, what should they pay him? Im tomer kol l'ksuba, if you say yes, they have to pay up the whole value of the ksuba, v'halo, shema yamus, or shema yigashena hayom. That's the mission is thinking out loud, perhaps he, the husband, would die. Or perhaps the husband would divorce her today, or lamach her tomorrow. But so v'litivan, and in those cases, he would have paid her up anyway. And if that's the case, then these plotting witnesses would not actually have caused any loss. So how much is a person willing to play the odds over here? The odds are, if the lady will become widowed or divorced, then the buyer will get the ksuba value. He may say, but if she will die in the husband's lifetime, your shana bailo, that husband will inherit her. The yafsid ma'osav, and he'll lose his, you know, his bet. Shanasa, that he gave. The kach yitznu ha'edim v'av. That value is what the edim will give to the husband. Okay, let's see here. We can do one more. And then, you know, we didn't speak out at the end of the Mishnah. The Rav didn't comment on the case of Elif Zuz, but seemingly he was pretty clear. Let's go on to Mishnah base. He owes his friend 200 zuz. The nims is omen, and they are again found out to be zomen. Lokin and mishalmin. Not only do they get lashed, they also have to pay. They pay is what they plan to do, and they also get lashed for the avera of being a zomen, according to the shita. Because the source, the pasuk that brings them into the parsha of makos, which is generally being a zomen, is not the same parsha that brings them into tashlumin, which is the pasuk of doing the reciprocal penalty. That is the shita of Rebbe Meir. Say, however, call mishalim enu loke. Anyone who pays doesn't get lashes. It's one penalty, and that's all. Okay, and that's the general, you know, shita that people are probably familiar with. One penalty for you only get what you plan to do. They plan to cause him a monetary loss, and they'll take that monetary loss on themselves. Let's see here. The Rav Shelo Hashem Hamechayev Malkus, the source that obligates the Malkus, Lo Hamikra, the pasuk. The pasuk that obligates them and that makes them liable to lashes is not the same one that makes them liable to payment. Malkus milo sana. Malkus comes from lo sana, do not bear false witness. And he says the difference. Tashlumin, the fact that they're paying here is me v'asisim lo kashazom, is from doing to him as he planned to do. So two different sources. The Chacham say back, no. Kol Misham in Eloka. Dixiv Kidei Rishasa. We have a verse that says, you punish him Kidei Rishasa in accordance with his wickedness. Harisha Achas Atamachayvo V'yatarachayvo Ashtei Rishias. Because that verse is Rishasa, is singular, we learn out that you can only obligate a person once for his evil act, not twice. Umindika Omer Rabbanim Mishalim in Eloka. From the fact that the rabbis here are saying you pay and don't get lashed. V'lami Eloka Mishalim. They don't say the other way. Why don't you get lashed instead of paying? You have to pay. Shmamina, the call hechad the ikatarti, malchus tashlum, and lo amina yilke v'leisham. We learn out of general klal. Whenever there are two potential penalties, namely malchus and payment, we don't say you get lashed and don't pay. Elim sham lein alok, it's always payment and not being lashed. The chen alachan, so to the alachan, is like the chachan. Thank you for listening. We'll continue next time.